have a little think while we speak to my next guest here to talk all about the Walthams. Michael Proctor has come to see us at BBC Essex. He is a writer of a play called The Waltham Witch. It is currently in rehearsal and is due to be performed later on this year. Hello to you, Michael.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, this play, it sounds to me like there is lots of local history to celebrate in the area, but the particular sort of witch period is a very interesting one, and this is one that sort of captured your imagination.
It did indeed. Well, this particular witch captured my imagination, partly because she was the very first witch to be executed for witchcraft, per se, in England, ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow, in the nation?
In the whole nation.
Gosh, and when was this?
This was in 1564, and it was the result of an Act of Parliament brought in by Queen Elizabeth I's Parliament in a year earlier, an act against conjurations, enchantments, and witchcraft.
Ooh, when you're using words like that, you know you're in for a bad time, don't you, in that particular period.
Yeah.
What do we know about the lady in question?
We know that she was the wife of a poor farmer in the manor of Waltham Magna, which is basically Great Waltham, and that she had five children, that she was what we would probably now call a natural healer or a herbalist or a wise woman or whatever, and that she didn't always get on with her neighbours.
Which may eventually have caused some of these issues then, if you've got people in the village who have taken against you.
Yes, exactly. But probably her biggest enemy was the church.
How so?
So, because the church was all for the Queen's new act, because they were beginning to lose their grip on the populace in general, and they were looking for something to really re-stamp their authority. So the vicar of Great Waltham was the person who actually indicted for Elizabeth Lewis.
Oh gosh, and what a time that must have been, as you say, the state sort of trampling authority everywhere it could. How come, Michael, you have ended up knowing so much about Elizabeth Lewis?
Because we have a man in the village called Peter Wells, who is a kind of local historian. And he has spent hours and hours and hours in Essex Records Office digging up the dirt, and very kindly allows me to ride on his back and write a play. And I'm interested in that because I was, when I first came to Great Waltham, the vicar.
Oh, okay.
It was a predecessor of mine who did the dirt on
that. Yes, there's a bit of a connection.
There is a connection,
yeah. We should do a little shout out to the Essex Record Office, because they are just the most marvellous facility, aren't they?
They
can find
indeed.
Out yes. all kinds
yes.
of treasures
they are wonderful.
About where you live. Yeah. Have you play written before, Michael?
I've written a few pantomimes and a couple of cycles of passion plays, but nothing like this.
Wow, so it is a bit of a venture and a step. And the fact that it's based in reality, in the life of a real woman, it must take on some extra poignance, and a local woman at that.
A local woman, and I've tried to make it more real to a 21st century audience by just adding a little 21st century tweak to it.
Oh yes, are you able to say more?
No.
Okay, people will have to come and watch.
Indeed.
The fact that this is now in rehearsal must be quite good as well, because it's all happening in your local community and people will be able to see it in the area where Elizabeth lived and worked and all that kind of thing.
Well, we expect to be booked out, I think. We're doing it on two nights in October, the 11th and 12th, Friday and Saturday night, in the village hall, and there, I don't expect there to be too many spare tickets going. So if people want tickets, they better queue up.
Yes, they better hurry. Yeah. Just before I let you go, Michael, Great Waltham and Little Waltham as a place to live, and obviously someone involved in the community in a way that you are, how would you describe it?
Well, in a very personal way, it's the place where I have lived for longer than anywhere else in my life, and it's home.
Wonderful. We'll leave it there. Michael Proctor, thank you so much for your time. Michael's play, The Waltham Witch, is currently in rehearsal, due to be performed on the 11th and 12th of October, as he said. Tickets, where are tickets might be available?
Well, we're hoping to have online booking, but if we can't do that in time, then in this local shop or in the stores or from pretty much anybody who you meet.
Wonderful, in the villages of the Walthams. Thank you, Michael. It was lovely to meet you. Let us have another song. This one was the pick of Ray. We met him at the post office. He wanted to hear Martika, and this is Toy Soldiers. Yeah.